Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome today. I'm joined by Jason Drummond, who is CEO at MedPal. How are you today, Jason?
I'm well, thank you, Zach.
Well, I'm very well because I'm on the GLP-1s, but you are also doing rather well, perhaps courtesy of that as well.
We're certainly benefiting from GLP-1. We launched the New Health Clinic on new.co.uk. A few weeks ago, we started marketing literally just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we've already talking about the revenue this morning. We've gone from basically zero revenue to of 8.6 million run rate revenue across both the NHS dispensing and private dispensing over a few months. So yeah, it's an exciting time.
So you managed to get all the tech together in a very quick time, because obviously that can be a big barrier to growth, and obviously the cost of that can be a barrier to growth as well.
Well, it's a really good point. I mean, we built this business from zero to where we are now with minimal marketing spend. And in fact, all the money that we've raised up until now has really been going into building out the facilities. I know your parents are GPs, so you understand the involvement of prescribing and dispensing and how complicated that is, and you need to do it right. So we invested very heavily. We have two big warehouses, Sarus Court, which is designed to process over 300,000 prescription orders a month. It's fully automated with robotics. Invested very heavily in that. We've gone from zero to nearly 50,000 NHS orders last month in July. And now obviously private patients and the new health are coming in as well. So yeah, it's exciting times.
Right, so you're on the 8.6 million, which is obviously a big number. The market cap, I suppose at the moment, around 24 million. So the market perhaps needs to catch up with where you are in terms of your run rate. But is it also fair to say that you've done most of the heavy lifting in terms of technology, CapEx, etc., and now you've basically got everything set there and just sort of wait for everything, for the revenues to flow in, further revenues to flow in?
Yeah, so I think there are two things to note there. The first thing, really above all, is the automation. So we've got robotic dispensing hubs running 24/7 with, you know, 99.9% accuracy. So what the great thing there is, we can add volume without adding additional costs. So absolutely, you know, we've got significant capacity already where we have. We've got a brilliant facility. The other thing which people are starting to realize, and I think this is really, really important, is that every pound of revenue we generate is repeat revenue. We have monthly NHS prescriptions on long-term prescribing plans. We have basically monthly treatment plans, and now we have the monthly software subscriptions for EMRX. So the way to look at it is every month we don't start from zero. We start from the previous month's revenue. So that's why we started to see compounded growth and very, very, very quick, significant revenue growth. So I think once people start seeing what we're delivering now, it's going to be an exciting time to be a shareholder in MedPal.
So I suppose what I was angling for in the last question was that, you know, you've done all the heavy lifting and you've got the infrastructure in place. You're there to grow organically, but would you also consider growing through acquisition? And that, I suppose that's the big question for shareholders at the moment.
Well, that's a great question. What you'll realize, though, is that it's very difficult. The answer is yes. There are some things we could buy, but really, our strategy is around building this health operating system. That's one platform connecting the prescribing, robotic dispensing, delivery, and now even the administration, medicine at the bedside, if you're a care home resident, all basically linked through the AI, the Juno AI, and the patient support. So, you know, that's really been our focus. And you couldn't buy that. It didn't exist. So we've had to go and build that. So if you look up until now, all of the acquisitions we've done, which have been small acquisitions, were all really what you would call assembly acquisitions, giving us the elements like robotic dispensing and so on that we need to build the health operating system. From here on in, there will be some opportunities to buy, but honestly, we're just going to be spending money on marketing and actually building a significant business.
And the marketing is to differentiate you from the other players in the market that, you know, where I want to get my Mounjaro, I Google it and like there's about 50 names there. Is that something that you need to address in terms of, you know, people going to you rather than going somewhere else? Is it just a matter of how much it costs, you know, pricing power, stickiness, all the other things you mentioned?
Yeah, I think, well, that these are obviously very different markets. So we built this business pretty much from zero to this 8.6 million run rate revenue with limited, well, in fact, with no marketing. Marketing just literally started 2 and a bit weeks ago. You're absolutely right. In terms of GLP-1, which is a huge market, we estimate it's under 2 million people in the UK are on GLP-1, generating around 300 million of revenue a month. So we know, that the time we're in the right market at the right time. I think that's really one way to look at it. So we've launched new.co.uk in the market a few weeks ago. We announced the recruitment of Erin Fox as our head of marketing. She comes from Avolta, the world's biggest duty-free company, turns over 14 billion a year. She was running over 200 e-commerce sites for Avolta. So we've got a dedicated marketing team in our Central London office who are real experts in customer acquisition through paid social and paid search. So that's going to be certainly an ongoing trend, and it's a great time to be in that market. I mean, Novo Nordisk with Wegovy, Lilly with Mounjaro, these are some of the fastest growing, in fact, in the US, literally the fastest growing prescribing drugs in the history of North America. So, and it's just starting now. We've got the Wegovy pill came out just 2 weeks ago. So great time to be doing what we're doing. As I mentioned, every month we start from the previous month's revenue base, not from zero. So we're just going to grow aggressively from here.
Well, we look forward to that. Jason Drummond, CEO at MedPal. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.